permission from all the Sangha and greetings to all the practitioners. From now on, it's the time to listen to the Dhamma. So you have to put in the effort to listen and practice Dhamma that the Buddha taught. You have to practice with care, with respect. How do we do that? We do that by sitting in concentration, in samadhi, and put the effort into concentrating our mind in the present moment. You can do that by staying with the breath, breathing in, breathing out, anapanasati, or staying with putto. And together with listening to the Dhamma, we stay with our breath, with putto. And this brings a lot of benefit. One of the benefit is that the mind will become calm and become bright. The main point of the teaching of the Dhamma is for us to see, to develop wisdom. From the time of the Buddha gave Dhamma talk to the disciples and the laities, both upasok and upasika. And many of them realized Dhamma, becoming sotapanna, even until reaching arahantship. They were able to do this by listening to the Dhamma with a calm mind, with the mind that enters samadhi. The Buddha gave the Dhamma with his compassion. And for the disciples to listen to the Dhamma with the calm mind, with samadhi, then they were able to realize the Dhamma or enter the stream of Dhamma. And with the calm mind, then they can contemplate and develop wisdom. This can only happen with the right effort, putting in diligence. The physical effort is important, just as we are doing sitting meditation, walking meditation, but more importantly, what Lungpu Sha emphasized is the effort of the mind. Even if the body is moving, but the mind doesn't have mindfulness, then it will keep thinking all over the place. So we need to develop effort of the mind to have mindfulness, sati, sampachanya, in all postures, standing, walking, sitting, or lying down. And we do this by staying with our mind, by not thinking of the past or the future, and to stay in the present moment. The effort, the physical effort, is important also. So this is what we are doing. We are developing effort both physically and mentally. So in these 7 days, we should keep our mindfulness and put in the effort. Whether you're a monastic or a laity, we have to put in the effort continuously. And by doing it moment to moment, continuously, then we develop mindfulness and we will be able to enter the stream of Dhamma. We can enter the stream of Dhamma by seeing the what is happening to our body when whatever come into contact with the eyes, the ears, the nose, the tongue, the body, or the mind. And we see that all things that come into contact, they arise, stay a while, and then cease to exist. So you all should have effort, both inside and outside. If the effort hasn't reached the point, then you may not realize the benefit of the practice. But when you reach that point, then you will have the effort will become automatic, and you can practice continuously. But first, what we have to do is we should speak little, or even better, these 7 days, if you can keep the noble silence. By doing that, then your mind will stay inside. You will be able to develop the mindfulness. And with that, then one day you will be able to develop wisdom. By, for example, when the eyes see an object, then your emotion arises. Then you, with the clear mind, then you will be able to see that the mind is falling into liking or disliking. And you should contemplate that all these aramana, all these objects, they arise, stay a while, and cease to exist. So you should not fall into liking or disliking. This is what Nopu Sha always emphasized, is that this point of not liking, not disliking, is where you will realize the Dhamma. So all of you should put in the effort, but do not stress yourself out. So you should have mindfulness from when you're waking up. When you're waking up, then you should have the mindfulness with your mind in all activities, whether you're eating or doing chores, cleaning. You have the mindfulness with your body. And in the evening, when you chant, when you do the evening chanting, you have the mindfulness with the chanting phrases. With that, when after chanting and you sit samadhi, the mind will, it will be easier for the mind to become peaceful. Or the mind can come to a one-pointedness, and with that mind, with that clear mind, when you listen to the Dhamma, you will be able to understand. Or with the mind entering samadhi, you may develop rapture. The body may become light, like you're floating, This all happened from the effort that you put in. You do not need to think ahead of what will happen or the result of the practice. So you put in the cause, which is developing mindfulness or the awareness of the full awareness, sti sampajanya. If you put in the right cause, then the right result will follow. So you should stay with your breath continuously, and the peace will happen, will arise automatically. If we don't put in the effort, then the mind will start to wander, to think of many things, start to proliferate. But you have to realize that the happiness actually happened in our mind, but it's just that it hasn't happened to us yet, because we haven't practiced to that point. So again, what we need to do is, at first, we need to keep our precepts and staying in the course of sila, samadhi, and panya. And with that, the mind will become peaceful and become firm. This is because we put in the effort continuously, and we will be able to realize the peace. And with that calm mind, with that peaceful mind, then we should contemplate the body. Why do we have to contemplate the body? It is because all the things that we are attached to, it all start from this body. And to contemplate the body, it is the easiest, because it is the courses of all Dhamma that we can contemplate. If we are able to contemplate the ugliness of the body, then the mind will be able to let go of the attachment. And if the mind is developed even deeper samadhi, then we can contemplate the body as becoming as separating into the four elements: fire, earth, water, and air. And even deeper from the four elements, then you can contemplate that it become emptiness. And with that emptiness, there is no self. This is what is called vipassana. So we should stay in this course of action to have diligence from the first day to the last day of this retreat. And even when you go back after this retreat, you should continue putting in the effort. And with the right effort, you will be able to realize the Dhamma. And to realize the Dhamma, you need to practice in sila, samadhi, and panya. So I have to emphasize that we shouldn't just listen to the Dhamma, to the Buddha's teaching, but we should put in the effort into the practice to let go of the unwholesome actions, to develop wholesome actions, and to practice to clear our mind. And this all happened in our heart, in our mind, both samatha and vipassana. They come together. There's no need to separate them. When the mind becomes calm, when the mind enters samadhi, then we only then when we will be able to notice whether what we're doing is samatha or vipassana. So first, we keep the precepts. We try to speak little, eat little, sleep little, and putting in the effort of the practice. Even the Buddha, he put in the effort in his practice before he attained liberation. He practiced what is called tukha kiriya, or harming oneself. This is to the point that a normal person cannot do. But he realized that that is still not the way. The mind still hasn't become liberated from the suffering. So he started to eat food again and practice Macchima Patipatta, the middle path, starting by staying with the breath. And when he was able to realize the Dhamma, becoming the Buddha, then with his compassion, he bring that Dhamma to teach the monastics and the laities, for them to follow his footstep to realize the Dhamma, to realize the truth. But in the beginning, he hesitated to spread the Dhamma, because he thought that the Dhamma that he realized is very refined, and it is hard for humanity to practice. But because of his great compassion, he saw that there's beings who have little dust in their eyes, who with his teaching will be able to realize the Dhamma. That is why he started to teach. And that teaching continue until the present day. Even though the Buddha entered Nibbana a long time ago, his teaching is still present. We may think that the Buddha attained liberation under the Bodhi tree, but actually, he attained liberation in his heart. And we as humans all have heart and mind, both monastics and laity. So we can also develop until Buddhahood happen to our mind, to our heart. And this only happens if you put in the effort continuously. If we don't practice now, then this body will start to deteriorate. The old age, sickness, and death, they are coming to our bodies. This is why we should put in the effort now. The Buddha said that The effort is what we need to practice today. Who will know if we will die tomorrow or not? So we should put in the effort to let go of the unwholesome actions, to keep the precepts, and to develop samadhi. We should put in the effort, even though the mind is hectic, you still should put in the effort. And with the continuous effort, then the result will happen, that you will develop samadhi and you will develop wisdom. And with the wisdom, you will be able to let go of the attachment to the body. This all happened because we follow the path of the Buddha of sila, samadhi, and panya. We should contemplate that being born as human is hard. But even though we weren't born in the time of the Buddha, we are fortunate to be born in the time where there's still the teaching, the Dhamma, in this world. And we are able to listen to the Dhamma of Lungpu Sha, Lungpo Annan, and we bring that practice, we bring that teaching into our practice. Do not doubt the teachings, because they teach in line with the Buddha, in line with sila, samadhi, and panya. So we should put in the effort from waking up until we go to sleep. We can have the parikama putto all day long, or we can contemplate that when emotions arise, whether it is good or bad, then we can contemplate that they are anicjang. So with that effort, the mind can stay in the present moment. And with the present moment, then we will be able to enter the stream of Dhamma. So we should contemplate that our life is passing by, and we cannot set what will happen to our life. But what we can set, what we can do, is the practice. So we are fortunate to meet with the right teaching, with the Dhamma that the Buddha show us, in that we should discontinue with the bad actions, developing good actions, and develop our mind. So in the end, I wish you all to develop Dhamma and to be able to enter the stream of Dhamma, all of you.